and experiencing it, and I found that I'm able to like almost like transfer it to other people, and it's just a special thing and a connection to humanity. It was what I wanted to begin with when I started the journey of doing Uber and Lyft and getting involved with public working and interacting with people. And it turned out to be such a blessing, and I'm really very happy about it. And speaking of happiness, yeah, it brought out a lot of happiness, and I didn't know that it was even there or even possible. And so it's just a great thing that humanity has, and sometimes we come across it, and we just have to embrace it and accept it, and be able to get to the stage where we can let go of everything.
Yeah, and that's a spiritual quest in itself sometimes.
Yeah, it's easy to say. You
yeah,
know,
it's very easy to say. Flap
anybody,
our lips.
Yeah, just
blah, blah, blah.
You know, let go of everything. It's pretty...
It's not general human nature.
It's
I think.
Almost impossible, but it is achievable.
Yeah.
It is where you're, when you can let go and embrace the universe and... get that state of mind. And I just really appreciate all our listeners out there that are tuning in and joining us on this real odyssey of positivity, of human growth and empowerment for human rights and justice. It's one of the things that I like to remember and say, you know, we can only change the world when we speak about it. It'll never happen if we don't say anything. If we don't say anything and we don't act, nothing will happen.
Yeah.
So we have the opportunity here because we're all here as just visitors. We're not here very long.
No, it's not long at all, really.
Yeah, so,
we think it's a long time.
We have an opportunity. We have, in some ways, we have the responsibility of... trying to leave it in a better state than when we got here. And that's what I look forward to doing. And I try to do my best to honor my ancestors and the ones that got me to this position, my family, all their support. And I just really thank all of them, especially up there in the Nicola Valley, my family. All along the Fraser and the Thompson River, all those, all the ones that are listening in, just gukshtemk to all of you. And so I guess we're going to have to carry on unless you have any other questions.
Yeah, I'm loving hearing what you're saying there. Yeah, I think there is when getting to that place of being of service to self and others, like helping others and sharing with others, I think that's a powerful way to plug into happiness too, because I think that is really what we're destined to if we're to evolve as humans or remember our evolution. Because I think sharing cultures and serve, like helping each other cultures, I think in general that's sort of been eroded by the consumer mentality. You know, so
well even what we're doing right now, this is what I would consider oral tradition.
Yeah,
where we're able to come and share and bring light to some of these, you know, hard subjects and share some of our experiences in helped us get through and learn from people like Dr. Akvan, Mr. Sapa, the world-renowned architect that built the Lotus Temple in India, and Anna Marcus, our Irish dancer, professional dancer.
Yeah,
all these inspirations that you know, we've been able to interview on our program here, and lots of appreciation to Our Lady Fahima that has spearheaded many of these interviews, and just, you know, it's just an honor to come on and share these types of inspiration and positivity and help humanity and be a...
It's the happiness virus positivity virus. That's We're hoping to spread that.
That's right. Yeah, so, yeah, so we'll have to carry on with our program here. And coming up next, we'll be speaking with, hopefully, with my brother, Shkwait Shachnach.
Nice.
And we're going to be playing his song of the week soon. But stay tuned for this. We'll be right back.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
All right, we're back, and coming up next, we're going to be playing the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, and this is his song from Lenny Kravitz, and Are You Gonna Go My Way? Yeah, this is awesome. So enjoy, everybody. Lenny Kravitz. man. That was awesome, man. That was Lenny Kravitz and his song, Are You Gonna Go My Way? Oh, man, that was awesome.
I like the beat of that one.
Yeah, that reminded me of way back when I first got my Red Beast, and it was a 69 Beaumont with a 400 motor in there. Real powerhouse muscle car. Anyways, we have on the line with us, we have my brother Shkwait Shachlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother from Gwaishkina, BC. He's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. So he's come through a lot of trauma and tribulations, and he survived it all. And it's just always a blessing and an honor to get him on the line with us on our radio program to share his insights into our subjects. And welcome, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be. Still trying to go our way.
Yeah, that sure brought me back to the days of our big Red Beast, the 69 Beaumont. Man, yeah, just a special time back then. Today we have our subject, and it's on happiness. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Happiness. Today's world, you know, we've been put through a lot. All this wokeism and all that has really put a cloud of negativity over us. So, you know, most people think of happiness as something out of reach. You know, they think it's a state of euphoria that's constant, you know. It's not. It's just having more positive emotions and positivity than the negative emotions and negativity that, you know, we tend to have day to day. So, you know, we can't let all the negativity keep preventing us from being happy. And, you know, it's kind of tough, you know. Well, you know, it's like that other song, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
You know,
we gotta, you know, we can't let worry, you know, worry about this and that. And sometimes, you know, that is, if you let that worry get the better of you, you're gonna not be able to obtain happiness. Mm. And, you know, there's ways to help attain happiness. You know, we can go out and exercise. That brings us out into nature, brings us into a quiet spot where we're not thinking about how the bills are going to be paid or any numerous troublesome matters that hinder us, you know. And having a good, healthy relationship with others, you know, you surround yourself with happy people, you're going to be able to achieve happiness easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't hang out with Sad Sack and Charlie Brown expect to be happy, you know, because their negativity rubs off.
It's another virus, right?
Yeah, and you know, just gotta be open to new ideas to help get you along daily. That's all I can say. You know, I can say I'm in a happy place because I'm surrounded by family and friends that are happy. I'm happy that, you know, I'm still able to wake up every day. I don't want to take that final nap forever yet. Yeah, so that's my thoughts on happiness. Like I usually say, just smiling at others might, you know, that might be all they need to feel better about themselves. Plus, you know, it helps us when we smile.
It's so true, yeah. Well, we really, really appreciate your enthusiasm and just your way of looking at life and sharing some of your insights in what makes you tick and what helped you really, you know, survive all of what you've gone through. It's a great look to see in and see what makes a person to come through what you've come through. You know, Guillain-Barré syndrome, man, that's a heavy duty affliction. To go through that and be on a ventilator for 12 days and to be reset, to have to learn how to eat and walk and talk and just almost being reset like a baby. And to come through all that. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just so proud to be able to tell people, like, yeah, my brother, he survived Guillain-Barré syndrome. And then on top of that, lymphoma cancer, like, immediately right after going on to chemo and all that. And, you know, that's you got to be mentally strong. You got to be willing to survive and go through all that. It's a tough thing. And then also on top of that, go through the big forest fires at the same time and you're still in that weakened condition.
Yeah,
the floods. And man, it's talk about resilience. And I'm so proud and it really does make me happy to be able to share with everybody that, you know, is willing to listen and be inspired. It's just a tremendous feat that I'm able to share and be proud of and inspire other people to, like, realize that, man, you can make it through a lot in this life. And we just have to share. Just like you said, you know, just even sharing a smile makes a big, huge difference for somebody. And we really appreciate that, and we're already looking forward to next week and listening to your next song.
You know, we gotta remember what Oddball says. Always with the negative waves. We gotta cast them aside.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, so, we thank you for joining us, and, looking forward to hearing you.
Yeah, okay, I thank you guys there at the station, you guys on the mics, and the guys in the background, and the listeners here and abroad for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And just have a great rest of your week and weekend and a speedy recovery. And talk to you very soon. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC. And yeah, so we're going to carry on with our program and we'll be right back.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly one in four people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
All right, we're back. And yeah, that was great to listen to Shkwaish. And so we're going to be carrying on with the program here. And yeah, and we're going to give some shout-outs. We're going to give some shout-outs to Jeff Scott from Tri-City Community TV.
Yeah.
Go and visit him on his YouTube channel and see all what he has to do. He's involved with some of the interviews with various people in the elections and all that kind of stuff. So he's doing his part, and he's always been supportive towards us in Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we're looking forward to lining up with him and getting some more production done. And a big shout out to my niece down in California, and special shout out to her and all my California family down there. And also to my niece Gamden. I always start smiling when I see the snowy mountains. That's what her name means.
Oh, does it? Oh, lovely. Yeah.
So it always brings me joy and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, big shout out to her. And also Sagaj, you know, mm-hmm. he's brought some really good insights.
Important,
to subjects. So subjects. It's a really great honor to always have him come on. And also to Our Lady Fahima. She's gearing up and getting ready, and we can't wait to get her back online. And a special shout out to Magnus and Jesse and Conovar and Daniel and some of the other
production person, Robin.
Robin. She's just moving on to her different phase of her life.
Okay.
So but a big shout out to her too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was always special to us. And also to the music crew that comes in every Thursday. A big shout out to them. It's always a joy to have them come in and see them listening to the music and getting involved. And so we really appreciate everybody here at the CJSF, at the station here, mm-hmm. all the work that they do and providing us for keeping our programs going and running. And also,
and they do it with a smile on their face too. Yes. So they're a happy group.
Yeah. And also tune in to Jacob.
Yes.
Jacob and the Art Show. His show will be coming up very soon with, I think, the next hour after this next segment. So he's always got a good fun live show that mm-hmm. he does. Beautiful music and a lot of news on the art world, the musicians, and very special energy. I really enjoy listening to his program too. So we're gonna carry on, and we're going to end this part of our program with a song from The Well. And it's a fun little one, a little doomsday.
And, a fun little doomsday?
Yeah, and this is how the world ends. And who knew the world was going to end through tariffs? So, so let's have a listen to The Well, and this is how the world ends. So enjoy, everybody. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices. Bye for now. And thank you, President.
Thank you. You're welcome.
For joining
us. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. So, bye for now, everybody.
Bye for now.
Here's the well. And this is how the world ends.
Another list of lies. Behold my